This is surely one of the most recognisable images of modern China. Here in Shanghai, on a bend of the river Huangpu, I can see the skyscrapers thrusting ever higher into the sky on the other bank. The Middle Kingdom of the Emperor Dynasties is today a global business superpower. As the economy grows and wages rise, more and more people here are embracing the new from abroad, be it foreign fashion, food, music, and lifestyle choices. But are they ready to embrace the game of cricket?
I'm Frederick Dove, and in this BBC documentary, Batting for the Middle Kingdom, I'll be exploring the potential for China to become a cricketing superpower.
It's a game that uses a lot of brain, and it requires a lot of technique and a lot of manners. So I think it's very, very suitable for Chinese and for China also.
Why cricket in China? Why should China play cricket? Why should cricket want China to be a part of the game? I don't know.
All cricketers is dreamers of play the test match, but in China, maybe we need a long way to go.
What you would do if you get cricket in China, it would almost cement cricket forever.
Cricket.
Banqiu.
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 Cricket cannot call itself a global game when one-fifth of the world's population is not aware of it. The combative words of the former president of cricket's world governing body, the International Cricket Council, speaking about 11 years ago. Not aware of it pretty much sums it up. Although the first recorded cricket match in China took place in Shanghai back in 1858, the game as played by the Chinese, as opposed to expats, is very young indeed. The Chinese Cricket Association was only established 12 years ago, and even with no professional or amateur league, it has set itself some lofty goals for the Chinese national teams to qualify for the one-day World Cup in 2019 and to achieve test match status by 2020. So far, it's the Chinese women's team that's led the way. In 2007, at the Asian Cricket Championships, they surprised everyone by reaching the semi-finals. Their captain was Mei Chunhua, a tall former javelin thrower. On the cricket field, she's a gutsy, fierce, right-arm fast bowler. Yet she discovered cricket almost by accident.
When I was in the university in 2006, then I have some friend from Pakistan. They are the student also in that university. They play some game in the weekend. Then I went there, I asked, what's this? Then they said, this is cricket. I said, can I join? They said, no, this is not for girls. I was so angry. I said, there's nothing game not for girls. In China, every girl plays the sports. Why not? After a few months, the national team coach come our university, pick the team for first Asian cricket tournament. Then when he saw me first time to bowling, then he just said, oh, this is the girl we need for cricket.
And once you'd had a bit of coaching, did you go back to your Pakistani friends and say, I can play it?
They saw me and they saw my playing, and also they got the news first time I got chosen by China captain. They were so surprised. They said, can't believe it. I know this game can be going longer in China because this game teach me a lot about my life. After playing cricket, then I know how can I be confident and how can I speak in front of people and how can I respect the people. And also to continue to do, to be patient. That's what I learned from cricket.
Bowler, 投手,
投手,
投手, wicketkeeper, 守庄园,
守庄园,
守庄园.
If China were to one day become a cricketing nation, it's estimated that global revenues for the game could increase by up to 40%. And if China were ever to play India, the potential TV audience would be a third of the world's population. One man keen to see this happen is the Ashes-winning former England captain, Mike Gatting. He went to China in 2011.
Going from where we were, sort of Hong Kong, on a three-hour journey across into China, we turned up and we saw a stadium. And it was just quite amazing. And there were these lovely big changing rooms and had a big stand on the far side of the ground. It was very hot, though, and it was almost like sort of playing a Madras on a quiet Sunday in a test match.
Is there a strong financial incentive to try and get the game into China, just given the vast population, the vast potential that brings with it?
I suppose, not that I suggest that cricket's dying, but it would really just give it a big boost to have another superpower playing cricket. Cricket in China has got some very young roots. We would like to grow the game. Like any sport, you need to keep refreshing it, you need to keep driving it, you need to keep making it more interesting, you need to get different people involved, and obviously with their focus and direction it would be a great challenge to everybody, because I suspect in a few years they would be pushing everybody quite hard.
In case you're wondering, the appeal was given not out, so the ladies carry on without losing a wicket at the moment.
Potential there may be, but there are those who've been asking whether the Chinese are even suited, both physically and psychologically, to the game of W.G. Grace, Dennis Lilly, Sachin Tendulkar, Viv Richards. Not this Englishman, though.
My name's Matthew Smith. I come originally from Lincolnshire, and I now live in Shenyang, in the northeast of China. I teach English at Shenyang Aerospace University, and I coach cricket.
Would it be fair to say that, I mean, you've been here for several years now, and what's keeping you here in Shenyang is cricket?
It has been cricket, yes. I came to China knowing that I would never play cricket again, and knowing that I would never have anything to do with cricket again. And then 3 years later, I found some cricket here at Shenyang Sports University.
How did that happen?
One of my old coaches, one of my very first coaches back in Lincolnshire, sent a message through my mother saying, China's going to play cricket. Tell Matthew. He's got to look out for Chinese cricket. And a couple of weeks later, I had a good laugh with a few Aussie friends over a beer and mentioned this. And just the following week, they came down here and bumped into one of the very first games of cricket in China. So I got on my bike and pedalled down here, and that's how it all started, really, for me. People were wearing white clothes, and there were bats and balls and pads and helmets. There was lots of shouting and running around, but it was a game of cricket. It was the real thing.
Yeah, running for the second. There was a sliding save on the boundary.
Never run on a misfield. The old adage.
Have a word with the coach.
That day I met one of the coaches at the sports university, a guy called Michael Gore. And he phoned me up one evening and said, we thought you might come and give us a talk on cricket. And I said, OK, in English. And he said, no, we thought you'd be fine in Chinese. I prepared what in the end was about an hour's lecture, and we did a half-hour Q&A afterwards. They were very enthusiastic about it, really excited to hear about cricket from someone who had played the game and lived in Shenyang and was able to talk to them, albeit pretty badly, in Chinese. One of my fellow coaches over there, quite early on, said to me, oh, you're a banqiu chuanzhaoshi, a cricket missionary.
Umpire,
裁判,
裁判,
裁判, scorer,
计分员,
计分员,
计分员.
Shenyang, the industrial capital of Liaoning province, is now described as the cricket capital of China. More players on the national teams are from Shenyang than any other city. Shenyang Sports University has won the Chinese national championships, both men's and women's events, 7 years running. And then, in 2012, one keen young Shenyang cricketer made sporting history.
There is a Chinese national team, but outside of that, most of those who play cricket are expats. However, there is one Chinese player who is now gaining experience with an English cricket club. Zhang Shuyao is in the UK for 6 months, based at Cleethorpes Cricket Club in Lincolnshire. He was spotted in Shenyang by...
Over about 3 or 4 years, I saw him play, and he was obviously becoming quite a well-organised player. So I returned to Cleethorpes that summer and had a word with the new chairman, because we'd joked about this over a number of years, that, oh, when are you going to have a Chinese player over here and whatever? And so this time I said, well, what about next year? There's a guy who I think could be interesting. I think at Cleethorpes people really had no idea what to expect, but as soon as they saw him in the nets, that, oh, he can play cricket. It's not just oh, there could be Chinese cricket, but here is Chinese cricket. It's a really special thing, you know.
I met Jiang Shuyao, who's now batted for both China and Cleethorpes, in a downtown Shenyang restaurant, where dinner was displayed, live and hopping, crawling and swimming, in big, brightly lit tanks. We were set up in a private room and served the local speciality of dumplings, lots and lots of dumplings. Xu, looking very athletic, was proudly dressed in his bright red national team tracksuit.
I think after 4 years, I know why the players want to play this game, because cricket makes all the players one heart, like a family.
So for you, it's the unity of a team, the playing together, being a team, companionship.
Yeah.
What for you, since you started playing cricket, has been your favourite moment for you as a player?
My first time playing for China national team, I took a catch. I don't know how I catch that ball. Just after catch, I catch that ball. Yeah. And after that, my national team coach gave me my name was Jonty.
Jonty Rhodes.
Yeah.
He's an African fielder. Okay.
Huang Zhuo is one of Xu's fellow internationals, playing for the Chinese women's team. Like Xu, she too is now passionate about the game, having switched over from playing rugby.
Because in rugby, it's more physical, but in cricket, more brain.
What was your highest score? Do you remember your highest score when you were batting?
76 or 77.
That's not bad.
Thanks.
So, are you now dreaming of making that 100 for the national team one day?
Sure. That's a batter. Everyone, every batter is a big wish. And maybe sometimes the China team can play with India, England, Australia. That's not a dream. That will become true.
If you're putting so much time and love into cricket, what do your friends say? What do your family say? Do they understand why you're doing this? And I notice as I ask that question, there's a big smile on almost all your faces here.
My friend and my family also asked me why you play. I just told them I can play. I want to play.
What about you?
They always ask me, did they pay for you? Then my answer is no.
You don't do it for the money, you do it for the love.
Yes.
I'm currently in a park in central Shenyang, and with me is Gatao, who is the coach of the men's and women's national champion teams. And Shenyang is your hometown. So, can I ask you then, as someone who's fallen in love with cricket, are you proud that your city is the capital of cricket in China?
It's really cricket in Shenyang. Now, it's very famous in China, even in Asia.
Well, I'm going to try a little test to put you on the spot a little bit, because you're holding a cricket bat, I'm holding a cricket ball, and you've agreed we're going to go and talk to some people walking through the park here, and you're going to ask them whether they recognize what we're holding.
All right, I'll give it a try.
It's
like a popular game in India, Pakistan.
Oh, basketball.
Cricket.
Result?
Yeah. It's a ball.
She said it's hockey.
Close.
Not
bad. Mm-hmm. But she hadn't heard of cricket.
Yeah, she didn't know cricket.
She
didn't understand.
Now, cricket and rain don't usually mix, of course. And this morning here in Shenyang, guess what? Yes, it's raining. But the good news is the cricket goes on. Because here at the local sports university, the games are being played on a big multi-sports AstroTurf pitch. And Matt, you're coaching one of the teams we're watching at the moment. Which game is going on here?
Yeah, we have my university side, Shenyang Aerospace University, playing against the Shenyang Sports University ladies side. Aerospace University side is all men, and the Sports University side is all ladies.
So in the battle of the sexes, the ladies are on top at the moment?
The ladies are most certainly on top at the moment, yes. They're batting very well. First wicket has just fallen. Zhao Ning has just been caught.
I have to say, like a true batsman has just been dismissed, there's an element of displeasure in her walking off the pitch.
She looks somewhat disappointed.
Is that the first over? Blimey, that might be. Nice forward defensive.
Just had a very tight run-out call. The Squalag umpire's called for the TV review. Unfortunately, he's not got access to the technology he needs.
It was indeed a convincing victory for the ladies. But seeing cricket in China for myself brought home the many difficulties the game faces there, not least of which is language. Where the English language is unspoken, there can be no real cricket. So wrote the great Neville Cardus. But it's quite a challenge translating words like googly and sticky wicket into any language, let alone explaining what they mean.
Well, it's a nightmare. And even now, we don't have agreed terminology across the country. I mean, you can make little jokes about, oh, how do you say silly mid-off in Chinese and stuff. It doesn't really matter. There are much more basic things than that that we're really yet to express clearly in Chinese. Simple concepts like off and on, the two sides of the field. The words off and on could translate in many, many different ways. So I've come up with my own way of splitting the sides of the pitch, literally the bright side and the dark side.
There's also a bit of awkwardness regarding how you describe a particular ball bowled by a left-arm unorthodox spinner, widely known in cricketing parlance as a Chinaman. The description is said to have come from a 1933 match at Old Trafford when a West Indian bowler of Chinese descent, Ellis Sachong, came on to bowl.
One of the England batsmen at that time was bowled by this guy and walked back to the pavilion and said in disgust, "Fancy being bowled by a bloody Chinaman." That might be true, but first of all, Chinese in British culture represent something foreign and strange, and so that's probably part of the etymology of the word. We don't have a fixed expression for Chinaman anyway, but we don't worry about that. This is the least of our problems. There's a lot more basic stuff to get through before we worry about that.
Some have suggested that cricket's colonial heritage could hold it back in China. Although the mainland was never part of the British Empire, China's relationship with British imperialism is complex and fraught, to say the least. The Opium Wars are still taught in Chinese schools, while the 1997 handover of Hong Kong is celebrated as the end of a foreign occupation. Bi Xiaohan is a postgraduate student at Tsinghua University in Beijing. She doesn't play cricket herself, but she is writing a thesis on the development of the game in Victorian Britain.
So British colonies, they are forced to start this game. They are affected and influenced to take this game. But Chinese now, they are doing this game because they are interested, they are passionate about it, they like it. So it's only about our interest to broaden our own views.
Would people in China not think, this is something that doesn't suit our culture? This is, and I don't really want to use the word, but this is imperialistic.
Yeah, because like China is different. Like China is different from India, from Sri Lanka, and from Bangladesh. China starts this game very late, so it's nothing about imperialism.
We're not going to try and force ourselves on people.
Mike Gatting.
If we can be of help and they would like to get involved, then we would love to give them support and try and promote our great game into another vast country, who I know, if they do something, will do it extremely well.
The best hopes for Chinese cricket rest on the next generations. As part of its development plan, cricket is now included amongst the optional sports for every primary school across China, vying for the attention of six-year-olds alongside football, basketball and hockey. South African-born John Newton is a former president of the Shanghai Cricket Club, who now runs an indoor sports arena in the city. He works with the Chinese cricket authorities to try to promote the game to local children and to their parents.
You generally won't find parents encouraging their children to get involved in social sports unless they can make a career out of it. They might push them to get involved in basketball because there is big money in that. Whereas cricket, even if you're brilliant at it, it's a 100% amateur sport here now. So they would always say, look, make sure you get your computer skills up rather than getting in the nets.
What do you see as, just in logistical terms, in physical terms, the biggest obstacle to cricket developing?
Cricket is a resource-intensive sport. If you do the simple math and you say a cricket oval is two football fields, on two football fields over 90 minutes you can get 44 footballers playing, and in the next 90 minutes you can get another 44. In China, property prices are massive. The population is massive. So you can either give 200 people football all day, 22 cricketers cricket all day, or if you really wanted to look at what the nation needs, you could build a high-rise building and give 200 families a home.
While some primary schools may now start playing cricket, massive pressure to pass exams means that few secondary school students in China have any time left for sport. Once they reach university, however, that can change. At Tsinghua University in Beijing, I met Dr. Liu Jingmin, China's leading umpire, whose office bookshelves are lined with cricketing manuals. He's the author of the first Chinese language book on the history, culture and laws of cricket.
We accept everything about the law of cricket. That's why we started playing it. Cricket is totally new in China, so students are very curious about everything to do with it. When they see something difficult, they will welcome it. They will not avoid it. They love the difficult things. Most importantly, they accept the spirit of cricket. This is what we teach the students, that they have to accept the spirit of cricket first.
I have one question I've always wanted to ask an umpire, and I do it with the utmost respect, but do you understand the LBW rule?
Surely. I know LBW, the rule. The ball will hit the wicket, but before hit the wicket, the batsman's leg or other part of body stops the ball, and the players have no action to play the ball, so we can give the LBW.
Would you one day like to be at Lord's Cricket Ground umpiring the game between England and China?
Surely. I hope the day will come.
There is one thing that could really guarantee the success of cricket in China, if the sport was granted Olympic status. Enthusiasts of the game will point out that cricket used to be an Olympic sport. France beat England in Paris in 1900, and the sport was promptly dropped from the games. But China is serious about winning Olympic medals and is happy to plough money into sports to do so. Until recently, for example, you'd have been hard-pressed to find any rugby in China. But today, in preparation for Rugby Sevens' Olympic debut, China has a massive rugby programme and is expected to perform well in Rio in 2016. One man who'd like to see cricket go the same way in China is Jiang Tian, an official at the Sports Ministry in Beijing and Deputy Secretary General of the Chinese Cricket Association.
Comparing with Olympic sports, say like rugby, we still need more support from central government. That's also what we want. The ICC can have the campaign for cricket to get included in Olympics. If so, I believe China can develop much faster than currently.
What do you think is realistic in terms of China featuring in a one-day international World Cup? How soon do you think that can be?
I hope that for women's side, maybe the next 5 years, we could compete with some of the world top women cricket team. I think it's possible. For the men's side, I think we need one more generation of players. If cricket is in Olympics, it will become shorter. If not, maybe it will take a longer time to achieve that.
It's been talked about a lot, and sadly I think it might not happen because of the professional game and because of the ICC cricket calendar and many things to do with TV and exclusive rights and this, that and the other. And so I suspect that if we can actually convince somebody there that even if it's not an Olympic sport, it's something that actually might help the children's culture and what they do, and that it's a game that has got some very good values.
One other question. Have you ever sat through a whole game of cricket and enjoyed it?
How many overs you mean?
A T20, not for many.
But for test, never. I've never seen test.
Would you be willing to sit through 5 days of a test match?
I'm not sure. I think for the people who know nothing about cricket, if they let them sit to see test match, it would be a torture for them.
On that damp day I watched cricket in Shenyang, I saw one national player, Sun Lei, sprinting towards the boundary, the wet ball arcing high over his shoulder, and taking a catch deep in the outfield that would have brought a full house at Lord's to their feet. I have no doubt the Middle Kingdom could draw on a vast pool of such talent if cricket took off there, though many obstacles do indeed stand in the way. Nevertheless, in cities like Shanghai, Shenyang, Beijing, the pockets of passion are growing as young Chinese men and women discover the game and learn to love it. I wouldn't bet against China joining the international cricket family, and neither would cricket missionary Matt Smith.
I think if before the end of my days I see China playing international cricket, that would be a very special thing. China versus India, the two rising powers, or perhaps by then the two dominant powers, who knows. Whether or not it happens, I don't know. But if that were to happen, I think that would be good.
What comes across to me is a keenness, an enthusiasm, a developing love for the game.
I think you've only just seen a fraction of that as well.
Is it true that you lost quite a few girlfriends because of your love of cricket?
Actually, not a lot of girlfriends, only two.
Only two? Oh, you lost only two. Well, that's enough.
Cricket.
板球.
板球.
板球.